this morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And this is the North Coast BIA Spotlight on Avon Lake. We are at the Legacy Grill here at Sweetbriar Golf Course. And I guess, are they really going to play golf today?
At some point it'll burn off, right? Might push back a bit.
Well, okay, we'll see. We'll wait to see what happens. So far, it's just settling in right there.
As someone who does not golf regularly, I'd love to play in this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You'd swing, you'd hit the ball, and then you'd wait for someone to go out like that. And then
carry a couple extra balls with you. Who knows what happens?
Fluorescent green or orange? Would you go with one of those, perhaps? I don't know. Well, we're here to talk about the Avon Lake schools. We have Superintendent Bob Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. There's always lots of things going on with the Shoremen. We're into the third month, I guess. You people start in August now. That's a whole other discussion.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Another day. But August or October now, we are into school. What's happening at the schools at this point of the year? Is there testing coming up?
There's no testing coming up right now,
okay.
Thank goodness.
All right.
We are into the second part of the first quarter. You know, that's always a big deal for us when you hit the 4.5 week mark. That's when sort of reports go out to all the parents of how kids are doing at the start of the year. So we're really hitting our stride at this point. You know, we're into that second part of the first quarter, and it's like always, everybody's looking at each other going, "Wow, it's October." How did we get here this quickly?
It's starting to move like a good machine because they've got past remembering things from last year and they're getting into new stuff and actually learning everything.
You know, it's in Avon Lake, and I know a lot of the districts around here can say the same thing, that, you know, our parents are so involved and our kids are so dedicated. We hit the ground running. It doesn't take us very long to get going full speed.
Okay.
I think there's a comfort level, though, because, of course, you're always going into new classes, and it does take kids a little while to adjust to that new class of the year and move forward. But we're definitely there at this point.
It seems like every year Avon Lake High School is named among the best in the entire country. Why?
And this year Newsweek just ranked us a little while ago at 261, and that's in the nation. So that's a pretty nice place to be when you're looking at that outside group, looking at your school system and saying, and this really has to do with college preparedness is what they look at, that you're the 261st high school in the nation. You're in 1% of 1% basically at that point in the nation. There's a variety of reasons. And it really starts first with the community. Avon Lake community does a great job of supporting the school system. And from there, you look at the families, the parents, and the kids, and they're all dedicated to learning. And everybody has goals, and they want to move forward educationally. And then I'm very, very lucky as a superintendent. I've got an outstanding school board that understands what's going on. I've got a great staff. And the great staff really goes from my bus drivers that pick up the kids every morning with a smile to dedicated teachers and all of the sports staff I have that work with kids every day, so that it doesn't matter where you are along the continuum. You know, are you doing very, very well, or are you struggling? We're really able to move kids forward. A good example of this, and it's one of the reasons why we're ranked where we are, is about 95% of our kids go to 2, 4, or into the military every year. So we're in a good spot.
Bruce talked about school starting in August this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know State Senator Gail Manning of North Ridgeville has introduced a bill saying that school systems ought to start after Labor Day. They have the option to opt out with public input. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Gail and I have talked about this extensively. You know, we're very, very lucky to have Gail Manning and Nathan Manning both as our senator and representative. They meet with us regularly. I know that doesn't happen always around the state, so we're very, very lucky. State mandates, we will follow them. I am a firm believer, though, that we need to be able to have local control, that we need to be able to sit down with the school board and make a decision on what's best for our kids when school starts. Like this year, excuse me, Our hottest days were in September. Mm-hmm. And we have buildings that are not air conditioned. Our middle school gets very hot, very, very hot, Learwood. So do our elementary schools on those days. It's hard to control the weather and to legislate a start date because it's going to be cooler in June than it is in September. It's always a difficult call, but as always, Gail does a great job for us, and if that's the will of the state that we don't start until September, then we'll start in September and adjust and do the same job we always do.
Every year, just buy the Farmer's Almanac and see how things are going to shape up and then make the determination.
Could you tell me on snow days this year what I need to call them? If you've got the Farmer's Almanac, you can tell me.
Well, I have that, my magic eight ball, and I think I've got everything covered for
with a woolly bear.
Well, yes, we'll use
that. Add the woolly bear to the mix, and you've got it.
I'd use that as well. You mentioned about some of your buildings. What's the state of the buildings in Avon like? We hear other communities building new ones or realizing ones are too old or because of growth they have to do things. Where does Avon Lake fall into that?
Yeah, we're really in a good place right now. We're actually very, very lucky. Around 2010, we were shovel-ready. So we were able to take some of the stimulus money that became available and really renovate and add rooms to our elementary schools, add rooms to Learwood at that point. So as far as having space for growth, and we're very, very lucky right now because Avon Lake is growing. We're a steady growth. We're not like an Avon right now that is having really, really high growth every year. But we get about 50 to 100 new kids every year, and we will be able to, five to seven years, really be able to handle that growth because of what's gone on. And I will mention in there also that I'm also very, very lucky. I've got a maintenance and custodial staff that is outstanding. If you walk into our buildings, they are bright and shiny, and people often, when they first come to our schools, walk into the building and go, wow, look at this. It's unbelievable. The floors are shiny, the walls are bright, the windows are clean, the bathrooms are clean, and it's really a benefit for us. And of course, that kind of care makes our buildings last longer. So, a lot of our buildings are over 50, 60, 70. The building where my office is the original K-12 Avon Lake building, and it will be 100 years old in 2022. Wow. So, we're closing in on that 100-year mark.
So they give the older buildings to the higher you up in the school system gets the older buildings.
Yeah, it is a little porous still. My office is on the northwest side, and it is a little porous and does get a little cold sometimes. So they give that to the administrators.
Yeah, well, that and the bag of weather stripping, perhaps, right?
Just that's exactly right.
To fix things out. You mentioned about the schools, too, and that creates a positive attitude for the kids that are coming there as well, too.
It really does. It makes a difference. You're dealing with close to 4,000 kids every day, and I mentioned earlier, that smile on the bus ride in. It's the same way when you walk in the door, and your buildings are solid, they look good. The kids have a good feeling before they ever get to the classroom, so you just have that much more of a chance to educate kids without having to get over some barrier.
I was looking at something, in fact, this came in my email yesterday, from the Avon Lake Band Aides, talking about the Avon Lake Marching Band made history with a performance that earned the band straight superior ratings at the first marching band contest of the fall season. When you have extracurricular like this in organizations, that also has another way to impact the school system, too.
And I think it's one of those things that as a school system, you really want to look at the whole child. As we talked before, we are very, very good at doing academics. We've got a great program. We've got outstanding teachers, really pre-K to 12. Our high school offers 19 AP classes. We've now got 13 or 14 dual credit classes that we do with either Tri-C or LCC on our campus. And we really spend from kindergarten all the way up till they get into high school preparing them to take those classes. The extracurricular part, co-curricular part, is really, really, really important, that whole child. And you really can't expect kids to go in and keep their nose to the books every day without supplying some outlets for them. And band is a great outlet. Athletics is a great outlet. The clubs that we have are great, you know, outlets. You know, we've got an outstanding choral program and band program and strings program. We're into the 11th year where NAMM has rated Avon Lake as one of the top 100 music schools in the nation. So our kids do a lot of things besides just bookwork. And we really think that that makes them successful, not only as they prepare to go forward in life, but it makes them more successful every day.
We've been speaking today with the superintendent of Avon Lake Schools, Bob Scott. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning. And it's a Monday, so where are you off next to? What becomes of your day?
On a Monday, I am going back to a staff meeting.
Oh, sorry.
I'm here early, so the staff meeting had to be pushed off a little bit to look at where the week is going. So,
you know,
those things have to happen, though, so that we can keep things running smoothly.
Right. Communication is the key to a lot of all this happening, right?
Without a doubt.
Excellent. We have more coming up as we continue on our spotlight on Avon Lake. We're moving into the 9 o'clock hour here, and one more guest on the way on WEI.